F-H-E, prophets teach and warn. And the voice of warning shall be unto all people by the mouths of my disciples whom I have chosen. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 1, Verse 4. Prophets want to help people return to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Knowing that people will be happy if they live the gospel, prophets do everything they can to help people understand the gospel and live it. King Benjamin was such a prophet. When he was old, he wanted to let his people know one last time just how important it is to have faith in Jesus Christ, to keep his commandments, and to help each other. He had a tower built so that he could talk to as many of them as possible. When they heard that their beloved king was doing this, the people came and pitched tents around him. So many came that he had his words written down and given to all those who couldn't hear him. King Benjamin reminded the people that they had chosen him to be their king. He said, "If I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then ought not ye to labor to serve one another? And if I, whom ye call your king, who has spent his days in your service, and yet has been in the service of God as prophet, do merit any thanks from you, oh, how you ought to thank your heavenly king. In the first place, he hath created you, for which ye are indebted unto him, and secondly, he doth require that ye should do as he hath commanded you. Consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. If they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness." After warning the people what would happen if they did not obey the commandments, and if they fought with instead of helped each other, this prophet said that an angel had told him that Jesus Christ would soon be born, that he would work miracles such as healing the sick, and lo, he shall suffer temptations and pain, even more than man can suffer except it be unto death. So great shall be his anguish for the wickedness of his people. There shall be no other name given, nor any other way nor means whereby salvation can come unto the children of men, only in and through the name of Christ. The people believed King Benjamin and made a covenant to do God's will and keep his commandments. Because they did, the prophet told them, "Ye shall be called the children of Christ, for behold, this day he has spiritually begotten you." See Mosiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, chapters 2 through 3, and chapter 5, verse 7. Activity, instructions, read the article on this page, and then on the scroll write 5 things that King Benjamin told his people. End of article, Prophets Teach and Warn. Bad Habits.